Anna Huang's King of Sloth has captivated readers worldwide, becoming a book talk sensation with over 2 million views under its hashtag. As the fourth installment in her best-selling Kings of Sin series, the novel continues Huang's signature blend of steamy romance and character development that has earned her a devoted following among contemporary romance readers. Even celebrities like Megan Fox and Sydney Sweeney have been spotted with Huang's books, contributing to the series' cultural impact. The novel's dedication? To every woman who's ever been told to smile more, fuck that, do what you want, perfectly encapsulates its feminist undertones that resonate with modern readers seeking empowered heroines alongside their alpha males. Xavier Castillo embodies sloth with his carefree lifestyle, wealthy, charming, and completely uninterested in responsibility. As heir to the multi-billion dollar Castillo Group, he's spent years avoiding his father's expectations, preferring parties and pleasure to boardroom meetings. His laid-back attitude masks deeper wounds, particularly surrounding his mother's tragic death in a fire when he was 11. The trauma of that loss manifests in his reckless behavior and inability to form lasting attachments. Xavier's resistance to taking over the family business isn't mere laziness. It's a deliberate rejection of the path that destroyed his relationship with his father. His charm serves as both weapon and shield, keeping people entertained but at arm's length. In stark contrast, Sloane Kensington lives by structure and control. As founder of her own PR firm, she's built her reputation on handling difficult clients, none more challenging than Xavier himself. Her methodical approach to life extends from her meticulously organized desk to her carefully planned 5-year business strategy. Every morning begins with a 5 a.m. workout, followed by a precise routine that leaves nothing to chance. Her cool, ambitious exterior conceals painful vulnerabilities, a broken engagement after her fiancé cheated with her sister, family estrangement, and a desperate desire to maintain contact with her young half-sister Penelope. Sloane's workaholic tendencies serve as armor against emotional vulnerability, keeping potential heartbreak at bay through sheer busyness. Their professional relationship crackles with tension. Xavier delights in provoking reactions from his uptight publicist, while Sloane struggles to manage his public image despite his resistance. Their early interactions are marked by verbal sparring matches that leave both frustrated and increasingly aware of their attraction. What makes their dynamic so compelling is how they challenge each other's fundamental flaws. Xavier forces Sloane to loosen her grip on control, while she pushes him to embrace responsibility rather than run from it. Their attraction isn't just physical, it's the magnetic pull of complementary personalities that each hold what the other needs to grow. Xavier's spontaneity breaks through Sloane's rigid defenses, while her steadfast determination helps him confront his past trauma and fear of commitment. Through their relationship, both characters begin to heal their deep-seated wounds and find a balance between chaos and control. Every encounter between them serves as a catalyst for change. Whether it's Xavier showing up unannounced at Sloane's office with lunch, forcing her to take a break, or Sloane helping Xavier navigate a challenging board meeting, demonstrating that responsibility doesn't mean sacrificing joy. Their journey from antagonists to lovers is marked by moments of growth, setbacks, and the gradual realization that their apparent incompatibility might be exactly what makes them perfect for each other. Xavier's spontaneity breaks through Sloane's rigid defenses, while her steadfast determination helps him confront his past trauma and fear of commitment. Through their relationship, both characters begin to heal their deep-seated wounds and find a balance between chaos and control. Both protagonists carry deep family traumas that shape their behaviors and resistance to love. Xavier's relationship with his father deteriorated after his mother's death, creating a rift that widened over the years. His avoidance of responsibility is partly rebellion against his father's controlling nature and partly self-protection. If he doesn't try, he can't fail. When his father falls critically ill, Xavier must confront these unresolved feelings and the complicated legacy he stands to inherit. The novel explores how parental relationships shape adult behavior, particularly through Xavier's recurring nightmare where he's separated from his childhood dog by an expanding bridge. This dream symbolizes his fear of abandonment and loss of connection, stemming from his mother's death and father's emotional distance. His reluctance to take over the family business isn't mere laziness, but fear that he'll become like his father, consumed by work and disconnected from love. Sloane's family wounds cut equally deep. After catching her fiancé with her fiancé, Georgia, she faced an impossible ultimatum from her father. If you walk out that door, there's no coming back. Her choice to leave cost her not only her family, but access to her beloved half-sister Penelope. The betrayal by her sister, fiancé, and father created Sloane's belief that she's fundamentally unlovable, too cold and an ice queen, as her ex cruelly labeled her. Her secret visits with 9-year-old Penelope, who suffers from chronic fatigue syndrome, reveal Sloane's capacity for deep love and loyalty, contradicting her supposedly cold nature. These clandestine meetings, facilitated by Penelope's nanny Rhea, show how desperately Sloane tries to maintain family connections despite her parents' restrictions. When a gossip blogger exposes these visits, the fallout threatens the fragile arrangement, highlighting how family secrets and power dynamics continue to wound Sloane years after the initial estrangement. The novel's central tension revolves around the professional boundaries that should separate Xavier and Sloane, but increasingly fail to contain their attraction. As his publicist, Sloane is responsible for managing Xavier's public image and reputation, a task made nearly impossible by his reluctance to cooperate. Their professional relationship becomes further complicated when Sloane is named to the committee evaluating Xavier's performance as CEO, creating a clear conflict of interest should they become romantically involved. Their journey from professional antagonism to reluctant attraction unfolds through a series of encounters that gradually erode their defenses. A forced vacation in Spain after Xavier's father's gala creates the first crack in their professional facade. When Xavier's father's health crisis interrupts their trip, they rush to Colombia, where shared grief over their deceased parents creates an unexpected bond. These moments of vulnerability, seeing each other outside their usual roles, make their attraction increasingly difficult to deny. What makes this professional boundary crossing compelling is how it forces both characters to confront their fears. For Sloane, dating a client violates her strict professional ethics, yet Xavier makes her question whether her rules serve to protect her career or simply keep emotional risk at bay. For Xavier, pursuing Sloane means acknowledging he wants something, someone, enough to fight for them, contradicting his carefully cultivated image of carefree indifference. Their eventual agreement to a 2-month trial period of dating exemplifies their different approaches to life. Sloane needs structure and defined parameters, while Xavier simply wants to follow his desires. This compromise becomes the framework through which they navigate their growing feelings while maintaining the appearance of professional boundaries to the outside world. Perhaps the most powerful aspect of King of Sloth is its exploration of vulnerability as a form of strength rather than weakness. Both protagonists initially equate vulnerability with danger. Xavier avoids responsibility to prevent failure, while Sloane builds walls of work and rules to prevent heartbreak. Their journey involves learning that true connection requires lowering these defenses, a process that unfolds gradually through small moments of trust and calculated risks. Sloane's inability to cry represents this theme physically. Despite experiencing profound grief and pain, she literally cannot shed tears, a physiological manifestation of her emotional suppression. When her pet goldfish dies, an event that might seem minor but represents her only constant companion for 5 years, the pressure builds in her chest with no release. This moment reveals how completely she's cut herself off from her emotions, fearing that once started, her tears might never stop. Her condition stems from childhood trauma, where showing emotion was seen as weakness in her high-achieving family. Even in therapy sessions, which she reluctantly attends, Sloane maintains rigid control, treating emotional vulnerability like a business transaction to be managed. Xavier's vulnerability emerges through his artistic side, detailed sketches for his dream bar that he's never shared with anyone. These aren't mere doodles, but elaborate designs featuring innovative cocktail recipes, architectural details, and even potential staff uniforms. When Sloane discovers him drawing during his father's final hours, it reveals a passionate, creative aspect of himself he's kept hidden. His bar designs represent hopes and dreams he's afraid to pursue seriously, fearing failure would hurt more than never trying at all. This creative suppression mirrors his emotional walls, built after watching his mother's entrepreneurial dreams end in bankruptcy before her tragic death. Their healing comes through mutual vulnerability. Xavier sharing the truth about his mother's death in a fire, Sloane revealing her family's betrayal and her secret visits with Penelope. Each disclosure brings them closer, creating intimacy beyond physical attraction. Small moments become significant. Sloane letting Xavier see her without makeup after a sleepless night, Xavier admitting his fear of thunderstorms, both sharing childhood photos they've kept hidden from others. These seemingly minor revelations build a foundation of trust that allows for deeper emotional connection. When Xavier finally confesses his love at the Empire State Building, using the nickname Luna, my moon, because she's been his light in the darkness, it represents complete emotional exposure, the ultimate risk for someone who spent his life avoiding serious commitment. This declaration comes not in a moment of passion, but during a quiet conversation about their fears, making it all the more powerful. The scene parallels an earlier moment when Sloane finally cries for the first time in years, not from sadness, but from the overwhelming realization that she's found someone she trusts completely with her heart. The novel masterfully explores power dynamics across multiple dimensions, professional, personal, intimate, and familial, weaving a complex tapestry of control, vulnerability, and the transformative nature of trust. These power exchanges manifest in both overt and subtle ways, creating layers of tension that drive the narrative forward. In the professional realm, Sloane initially occupies a position of authority as Xavier's publicist, wielding considerable influence over his public image and career trajectory. Her role requires her to manage his behavior, schedule, and media presence, essentially controlling aspects of his daily life. This dynamic undergoes a dramatic shift when Xavier's inheritance situation places Sloane on the evaluation committee. Her new position grants her direct power over his financial future, adding another layer of complexity to their already intricate relationship. This professional power balance continues to oscillate as their personal involvement deepens, forcing Sloane to navigate increasingly challenging ethical boundaries between her professional obligations and emotional attachments. The personal relationship between Xavier and Sloane reveals even more nuanced power dynamics. Xavier's dominant personality in intimate settings stands in stark contrast to his seemingly carefree approach to daily life, a duality that both intrigues and unsettles Sloane. His ability to switch between these modes reveals a depth of character that challenges Sloane's initial assumptions. For Sloane, who maintains rigid control in most aspects of her life, the discovery that surrendering control can be liberating becomes a pivotal part of her character development. During intimate moments, she finds unexpected freedom in submission. "I can stop thinking and just feel" becomes her mantra of liberation. These scenes transcend their erotic nature to become powerful metaphors for trust, vulnerability, and personal growth. Family dynamics introduce another complex layer of power relationships. Sloane's interactions with her father and stepmother exemplify how familial authority can become a tool for emotional manipulation. Their control over her access to Penelope represents a particularly insidious form of power play, one that exploits Sloane's deep love for her sister. Caroline's proposition to facilitate visits contingent on Sloane's ability to improve Penelope's eating habits demonstrates how family members can weaponize emotional bonds. This manipulation extends beyond immediate consequences, shaping both protagonists' ability to form healthy attachments and trust others. The power dynamics between Xavier and Sloane evolve throughout the narrative, creating a dance of control and surrender that extends far beyond their physical relationship. Their journey involves learning when to hold tight to control and when letting go becomes an act of strength rather than weakness. This exploration of power reflects broader themes about trust, vulnerability, and the courage required to truly connect with another person, especially when past experiences have taught them to maintain rigid control over their emotions and circumstances. Throughout the novel, the gap between public perception and private reality creates tension for both characters. As a publicist, Sloane understands better than most how reputations are crafted and maintained, yet she struggles with the disconnect between her professional image as a cool, competent businesswoman and her private insecurities. Her ex-fiancé's cruel label of Ice Queen has become part of her identity, though Xavier recognizes it as fundamentally untrue, telling her she's one of the most driven, passionate people he knows. Xavier's playboy reputation similarly masks his deeper nature. His carefully cultivated image as the carefree heir who embodies sloth conceals his artistic talents, business acumen, and capacity for fierce loyalty. When he begins developing his nightclub concept, The Vault, he reveals surprising depth and vision that contradicts his public persona. The nightclub itself becomes a metaphor for hidden depth, a secret space where there are no worries, only wants, that allows people to reveal their true selves away from public scrutiny. The novel's subplot involving gossip blogger Perry Wilson highlights how reputations can be weaponized and manipulated. Perry's exposé of Sloane's secret visits with Penelope threatens both her professional standing and her tenuous connection to her sister. Sloane's methodical takedown of Perry, orchestrating false stories that he publishes, then having the subjects reveal evidence disproving his claims, demonstrates her understanding of how reputations are built and destroyed in the digital age. This theme extends to family reputations as well. The Kensingtons' concern with appearances drives their treatment of Sloane, prioritizing the family's public image over their daughter's emotional well-being. Similarly, the Castillo name carries expectations that Xavier has spent years avoiding, fearing he can't live up to his father's legacy or distinguish himself from it. Grief serves as a powerful undercurrent throughout the novel, connecting the protagonists through shared experiences of loss that echo across generations and relationships. Both characters lost parents at formative ages. Xavier's mother died tragically in a nightclub fire when he was 11, while Sloane lost her mother in a riding accident during what should have been a routine afternoon of training. These devastating early losses profoundly shaped their approaches to life. Xavier became resistant to responsibility and commitment, using charm and detachment as shields against further pain, while Sloane built elaborate structures and rules to maintain control over her environment and emotions. When Xavier's father dies unexpectedly from a heart attack, his complicated grief reveals the unresolved emotions surrounding both parents' deaths. His vulnerable midnight conversation with Sloane about whether he's a monster for not crying mirrors her own inability to shed tears, a moment of profound connection through shared emotional struggles. Their quiet toast, Two Monsters, acknowledges how grief has shaped them both while creating space for healing together. This scene, set against the backdrop of Xavier's empty childhood home, perfectly captures their shared understanding of loss's lasting impact. Small losses carry significant emotional weight throughout the narrative, serving as catalysts for deeper emotional revelations. When Sloane's pet goldfish dies after 3 years, her seemingly disproportionate grief reveals the accumulated losses she's never properly mourned, from childhood pets to failed friendships to abandoned dreams. Xavier's understanding response, sharing his own story of losing his childhood dog Hershey and the guilt he carried for years about not being home when it happened, demonstrates emotional intelligence beneath his carefully maintained carefree exterior. These moments of mutual support around grief create intimacy beyond physical attraction, building a foundation for genuine love and understanding. The novel suggests that healing comes not from forgetting losses, but from processing them together and creating new connections while honoring old ones. Xavier's ambitious nightclub venture represents his way of honoring his mother's memory, she was a talented jazz singer, while establishing his own identity separate from his father's corporate legacy. The club's name, Phoenix, symbolizes both rebirth and the fire that claimed his mother. Similarly, Sloane's careful efforts to maintain contact with her sister Penelope while establishing firm boundaries with her toxic parents demonstrate her path toward healing family wounds without denying their impact. Their journey shows how shared grief can become a bridge to deeper connection rather than a barrier to intimacy. Through small gestures, like Xavier keeping his mother's vinyl collection or Sloane finally hanging photos of her mother and her apartment, the characters learn to integrate their losses into their present lives, rather than trying to overcome them. Their relationship grows stronger as they help each other navigate the complex terrain of grief, suggesting that true healing often requires both individual courage and the support of someone who understands the weight of what's been lost. Both protagonists begin the story deeply entrenched in their risk-averse behaviors, though their manifestations differ significantly. Xavier systematically avoids the risk of failure by maintaining a carefully crafted facade of effortless success, never investing himself fully in any venture that might expose his vulnerabilities. Sloane, scarred by her parents' tumultuous relationship and subsequent divorce, constructs impenetrable professional boundaries and maintains strictly casual relationships, effectively armoring herself against emotional vulnerability. Xavier's journey toward meaningful risk-taking begins with small steps, first admitting his dissatisfaction with his current life to his therapist, then gradually sharing his true passions with close friends. His decision to pursue the nightclub concept marks a pivotal transformation. The project, dubbed Sanctuary, represents more than just a business venture. It's his first authentic expression of self. When pitching to potential partners like Vuk Markovich and Alex Volkoff, he initially relies on his usual charm offensive, but discovers that genuine enthusiasm and vulnerability creates stronger connections. His presentation evolution shows particularly during the second meeting with Volkoff, where his passionate defense of including live music programming reveals both his business acumen and personal growth. Sloane's risk-taking journey manifests through increasingly significant departures from her carefully constructed rules. Her initial agreement to represent Xavier professionally, despite his reputation as a playboy, marks her first calculated risk. The trial period dating arrangement exemplifies her analytical approach to emotional risks, a 3-month time frame with clear parameters and exit strategies. However, smaller moments reveal her growing comfort with uncertainty. Spontaneous lunch dates, unplanned weekend adventures, and gradually introducing Xavier to her close-knit friend group. Her climactic rush to the Empire State Building, fighting through broken elevators, navigating parade crowds, and ultimately choosing vulnerability over pride symbolizes her complete transformation from risk-averse to risk-aware. The novel's epilogue, set 18 months later, demonstrates how these calculated risks catalyzed positive change for both characters. Xavier has not only passed his third inheritance evaluation, but has transformed Sanctuary into a cultural hub that authentically reflects his values and passions. His decision to maintain regular therapy sessions shows continued commitment to personal growth. Sloane has successfully expanded her law practice while establishing healthier boundaries with her family, particularly her mother's attempts at emotional manipulation. Their joint decision to pursue couples therapy reflects a mature understanding that sustainable love requires ongoing investment and occasional discomfort. Through their individual and shared journeys, both characters learn that meaningful growth often requires stepping into uncertainty with open eyes and careful consideration rather than avoiding risk entirely. Ultimately, King of Sloth explores what true success means beyond professional achievements or financial wealth. Both protagonists begin with imbalanced lives, Xavier enjoying pleasure without purpose, Sloane pursuing work without joy. Their journey involves finding balance between responsibility and relaxation, professional success, and personal fulfillment. Xavier's inheritance challenge forces him to engage with responsibility without becoming consumed by it like his father. By creating a nightclub that aligns with his natural talents and interests, he finds purpose that doesn't require sacrificing his personality or joy. His success comes not from following his father's path, but from creating his own that honors both his mother's memory and his authentic self. Sloane's journey toward balance involves learning that control doesn't equal safety and that vulnerability doesn't mean weakness. Her workaholic tendencies initially serve as armor against emotional pain, but Xavier helps her recognize that life requires both structure and spontaneity. When she finally takes a vacation with Xavier, leaving trusted people to manage her business, it represents her growth toward trusting others and herself. Their relationship succeeds because they help each other find this balance. Xavier brings playfulness and spontaneity to Sloane's structured life, while she helps him channel his natural charisma and creativity into meaningful pursuits. Their complementary strengths create a partnership where neither must sacrifice their essential nature to accommodate the other. The novel's final image, Xavier and Sloane walking along a Spanish beach during their month-long vacation, encapsulates this theme of balance. They've created successful businesses that can function without their constant presence, allowing them to enjoy life together without abandoning their ambitions. This balance between work and pleasure, responsibility and freedom, represents the true happy ending beyond the romantic resolution.